right, folks, and welcome to the third edition, I thought it'd never happen, of Papa's Family Roundtable. I'm going to be calling it that instead of Papa Giorgio so that our name isn't out on the air.
Thanks. That's very clever of you.
Yeah, that was the joke.
Yeah.
I know.
Horse's ass.
I knew William, and I don't
talking
like
to the
that.
Mic.
I knew that, but I can't help but look at him and to let him know.
You know? All right. Well, I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by my brother Will.
Yo.
And my dear mom.
Hello. And why did he think that that escaped me? I have no idea.
Because you're a comedic dunce.
But I'm not really.
Yes, you really are. I don't know how the fuck we have any sense of humor. All right. The show's hosted over at inpapasbasement.com. And if you find Papa's Basement on iTunes or Stitcher, we upload it using that. And it's just a podcast of Greek family cursing at each other for as long as it goes on. Till my mom taps out like a coward.
Well, if it becomes too raunchy, as I always say, I leave.
Will, that's your cue. There's a couple stories in the news that I want to get to this week. Will's good for bringing prep. Me, not so much. That's not exactly good.
I'm gonna bring shit. So if what I did counts as prep, that's quite sad.
Yeah, what you did counts as prep, and it is quite sad. Are your headphones clipping out? Or is it
heard you were going in and out.
It is really
I thought it was you.
It's a little bit of a shit setup, but we'll make do.
All right. You guys got to get, like, two more headphone sets. Like, when I had those, it was fine.
Oh, was it?
I really think it's the earbuds are breaking up. Like, they just can't handle the signal for whatever reason.
I'll cough up for two more headphones tonight.
Very insightful, Will. Good.
All right. I guess one of the big stories of the week is this Brittany Maynard chick.
Who?
The 29-year-old. She's got the brain cancer.
The one I brought up.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
yes.
Well, don't say, oh, yes.
Well, I didn't read much
about
it.
How did you learn about this? You don't have any social media presence. You only have a Facebook.
CNN. I saw her on CNN.
Yeah, that's this fucking whore is, like, writing her articles on CNN.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're publishing her shit.
All right. So the whole story behind her is she was diagnosed with some sort of horrible malignant cancer.
Brain cancer.
I believe it's Ted Kennedy's disease.
It's brain cancer.
Diligence.
And, she's going to be kaput in a month anyhow. So in advance of this happening, she moved to Oregon where they have a right to death kind of law. And she will be able to, juice herself in a couple of weeks? Like 2 days after the husband's 40th or something like that?
Right.
That's classy. Wait, she's married to a 40-year-old?
Oh, easily. 40, 43, yeah. I mean, good for him for putting stones to a piece. She's pretty good looking. I don't know.
Let me see this bitch.
Fuckable. Stop it.
Let me see this fucking bitch.
William, if that doesn't stop, I will leave. I mean, you can say that this woman is dying.
She's choosing to die.
Yeah, she's hot while she's still alive.
Well, unfortunately, no, some of her medicines have changed her face. I saw her on TV the
other day. I don't like that. The whole story is she's, like, mad fuckable and she's dying.
God forbid.
Yeah, she's all right. I mean,
like,
what
was that love story? Who was that pump?
The movie.
Yeah. Who was the...
Allie McGraw.
There we go.
Wait, the 70s movie?
Yeah.
The whole concept wasn't it she just dies randomly at age 26 or some shit?
Yeah.
Wasn't this guy afraid he's going to get dick cancer if he dumps loads in her? Diligence.
Yeah, she's got astro.
You get testicular cancer from the fat pep.
Wait, doctors told her she has 10 years left to live? What the fuck?
What happened?
I thought the whole thing... Okay, following the original diagnosis, doctors said her cancer had progressed to glioblastoma multiforme.
Okie doke.
Yeah, sounds like a fucking SEC running back. The deadliest form of brain cancer. After treatment, the average life expectancy is only 14 months. Okay. All right. So the whole point of the story is a lot of, I guess, what, the right is getting fired up that she's trying to kill herself. And, like, now people are writing in saying, you should hang in there, Brittany, even though it's like, what, she's going to ice herself, like, 2 months before the cancer would do it? And if she did, her fucking face would look like Sloth from Goonies.
It's just my whole point. Like, why does this need to be in the media?
I'm with you.
Why don't you fucking just swallow a pistol a la Private Pyle and just be done with it?
This is my cancer. There are many like it, but this one's mine.
Well, she most likely didn't put it
what
out.
What is this Mickey Mouse shit? Why is Private Pyle out of his bunk? Why is he holding a weapon? Why aren't you stopping him? Sir, the private believes it his duty to inform the drill instructor that Private Pyle is locked and loaded, sir. Now you listen to me, Private Pyle, and you listen good. I want that weapon.
Don't interrupt it.
And I want it now. What's the matter with you, numbnuts? Didn't mommy and daddy pay enough attention to you when you were little?
My part's
boom. Slow we motion.
Nailed it. All right. Yeah.
I think the press got a hold of it. I don't think.
No. Fuck. Well, how would they find out?
She put her
went
shit
to
out
them.
There to
yeah.
get noticed.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that part of it.
Fucking media whore, and she just wants like her 15 seconds of fame.
She's like that damn
the line
Daffy
is 15
Duck.
Minutes, but you were just being funny again.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, actually, in this culture, it really is fucking 15
you're right,
seconds.
Right. You're right. It's probably been reduced to that.
She's like that Daffy Duck sketch on Looney Tunes where like he takes like a glycerin enema and eats all the dynamite and blows himself up.
Oh.
And yeah. They're like, oh my god, that's the best trick you can ever do. Do it. And his whole reply is, yeah, but I can only do it once. That's
Wait, he really stuck glycerin up his ass? I thought he drank it.
He drinks it. Yeah, he just drinks a ton of explosives. I forget who he blows himself up in front of. Was it Bugs or?
I remember the line. I used to watch those things all the time.
It's the greatest trick I've ever seen. Yeah, but I can only do it once. That's the thing with her. She got huge and famous from being the dying bitch.
But
guess what? She can't exactly market it.
But wouldn't it be interesting if she's gotten now hooked on the fame? It will just stay
obviously
around.
She has.
No, but I'm saying not go through with it. Something may work in unusual ways.
She'll be punching out in 2 months, max.
I'm saying, okay, so it may end up being the natural.
Tilt the mic toward your mouth, please.
She may be, you know, actually in the end. What's
the
wrong?
The other direction. Not your nose. The fucking mic is above your face, and I say tilt it toward, and you pull it up like you're putting a pistol against your forehead. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Anyway.
You haven't even been drinking tonight.
I'm tired.
Like Brundle Fly at the end of the movie.
Exactly.
Shotgun
I am a burned out person, John.
So you don't know up and down?
No.
I'm going to catch you
I'm
dropping one of the
working all day. Like, what?
Yeah.
Give me that crap.
Well, I got
yesterday
I did a
was
lot
the first day I didn't have
morning.
To work in I don't know how many months.
Well, I'm so glad you had that, though, honey. I really am. You need that.
I don't mind working. Not all of us.
Well, you sound like you're complaining right now.
No, I'm not complaining. You're complaining that.
But I happen to be quite a few years older than you, okay? God.
Why the fuck did you say that? We're trying to keep the show sexy. People would hear that voice and think you're 30. Fucking grandmother.
See this pump again?
She's fuckable.
All right.
Anyway, I'm thinking
this
it will
ain't
be.
Bad at all.
Yeah,
an
she's
unusual,
a tight little cracker piece.
Stop that. It would be really interesting if she somehow
decides
to stay around and have a natural death.
Why would that be
you
interesting?
You can't now.
Why? Yeah, exactly. She's committed to
why
the bear.
Why not?
Hold on. Can I just take my headphones out?
Yeah, go for it.
I can't hear any more fucking crackles.
All right.
Mom, not that you can do anything, but you got to let us. Can you hear our voices in the
we
headphones?
Sound
okay.
Fine. We'll be
I
fine.
Can see
all
you.
Right. Like,
hear you.
Let
I can
us,
see you.
Okay.
That's how tired I am. I can hear you.
Let us know if one of us is like either breaking up or you can't hear
It'll
us.
It'll be
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. This is much better. But yeah, no, this is complete fucking just last grasp at attention. Like I want to, I mean, she might as well just fucking be Mark David Chapman as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Like I've achieved nothing with my life. So let me go this route. So my name will be in the history books.
Well, in the culture that you all have now where everybody is a star on Facebook.
That's what I'm
whatever,
saying. That's
disgusting.
What this is.
Yeah,
she's
well, I don't
found
like
a
it,
way
yeah.
to get her overnight fame and she's cashing in.
Well,
like we're saying, she's writing shit for CNN.
But it is tragic.
This isn't even like the news getting a hold of her story.
No matter what, it's tragic.
It's almost like that Jen Sturger pump, if you remember her.
The Favre.
Yeah, she got
I was just looking at his dick pics the other day. Those are terrible.
Yeah, but he's like such a dumb hillbilly. He takes like a totally limp pic.
Exactly. Who the fuck?
That was a little too loud.
All right, sorry. Who the fuck takes dick pics or is just hanging there like?
Oh Bleh. My god! Yeah, I have blood going to mine like the face of an angry boss. Fuck man. You did not
the
let that thing deflate.
Dick pics all yeah. the time.
It's like a basketball 20% of the air.
But I was. One pitch compared to the other.
Okay, they take a shortcut to an actual writing gig. Like, Sturger has, don't give me the wave down. We're not getting that loud.
It is loud.
I'll turn your headphones down then.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she knows what's going on.
Yeah. So Jen Sturger was this chick who was famous. She first gets noticed because Brent Musburger, this awesome horny old shit, is watching like a, I forget what fucking game, maybe Florida State, Alabama, some, again, an SEC toilet.
And she's just in the stands.
She's just got these fucking rocking tits out in the stands, you know, like this tight shirt. And from that, she gets sports commentary gigs.
That was the first mistake.
Yeah.
Like, that should have never happened.
Then she gets dick photos sent to her by Brett Favre. And all of a sudden, I think she's, like, writing for Deadspin and getting, like, actual writing gigs for various sports sites. I mean, what the fuck?
Isn't
like, the prostitutes that suck off Obama, am I going to have to see them on, like, MSNBC next?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. Didn't the bitch who fucked Elliot Spitzer, like, parlay it into something?
I believe so, yeah. What is this, transference of genius being semen?
Look at Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
I don't know, yeah.
This is the ultimate example.
She didn't get cummed in by Ray J and then start rapping.
Yeah, I mean, you heard Joan Rivers joke about that.
What?
She said she keeps telling Melissa, make a tape, I'll be standing there with the lubrication. Because she said she was admiring. I mean,
did you hear her latest joke about it?
What?
Okay, listen.
Oh, stop.
Quiet, I'm telling the joke.
Oh, okay.
If you listen really hard, you can hear beetles crawling out of her mouth.
Stop. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
See, the joke is she's dead. Therefore.
I thought you were something else.
No, I'm glad we're on the same page with this. Cause yeah, nothing bad against the chick.
No, please.
And
I'm, bad
it's always
karma.
Sad when someone attractive is dying. But,
when anybody is dying. Stop.
But, oh, let's be honest. Everyone feels bad.
Well, you
for
know
this.
What? Fuck her.
No,
there's like thousands
bad
of people.
This is a pretty white chick. Let's keep it real. And she just took all the fancy wedding photos. I bet there's like 100 guest photos where there was like a jelly bean bar and there was a silly photo booth and you could put on a little mustache. Isn't that silly, Will? Don't you want to take a photo?
They showed all
the
photos
on?
The other day on CNN.
What?
They showed many of the wedding photos. In fact,
that's
all she had.
Kids are dying of cancer right now.
Yeah.
Fuck this bitch.
And like a poor fat ghetto black chick that was raised under a power wire. No one gives a fuck.
Enough of
her.
You know what? Fuck
her. Let's move on from that topic. It's
all
depressing.
Right. We summarized it. Fuck her.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop, I don't say that.
Hey,
you
he's
going to
eat his cornbread,
all right?
Fuck you.
Fuck you, man. That's my cornbread.
All right.
What?
All right, yeah. Here comes the fun police.
Yeah.
Too much fun is being had.
Speaking of the talentless dying and dead, Jan Hooks of SNL fame.
I don't remember her.
Exactly.
Fucking
exactly.
I heard the name. I was like, I thought she was like on with Belushi, and John was just showing me like, she was almost like
exactly.
Phil Hartman.
They're treating it like the death of Gilda Radner.
Yeah, that one we
Say
all
that
knew.
Again?
Gilda Radner. We all knew her and we felt bad.
I mean, again, I know the name.
Fucking slurted out like Yeltsin the first time.
Wasn't she like one of the featured people? Was she ever even like really a cast member maybe for like one season?
I believe she's official cast, but yeah, first of all, I want to know what do you do to fuck up and just become the featured guy? I even forgot they would do that. They'd announce
No, that's
the
how
pool.
You start.
Is
that's
it?
Right, yeah. The one girl that was
Chris
local
Rock started
and didn't
that
quite
way.
Make it. Yeah, you start off that way.
Fuck, yeah. Who else? A lot of people went on.
No kidding.
Parnell,
I thought you could come
on
with full promotion and be like, this is a cast member.
No, I don't know like how they decide the distinction, but it's you start as featured and then eventually.
Right. There was the girl from Virginia, but she didn't go well. She didn't do well.
Hold on.
I
have a clip of Don Pardo as he is now saying Jan Hooks' name.
I think they're getting Daryl Hammond to just do an impression of him, which he did a lot, apparently.
Yeah,
yeah,
he would fill in because Don Pardo. God, I mean, Lorne Michaels might be a piece of shit, but that's loyalty. That's like old school business loyalty.
That's very
I'll give
nice,
that.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
Some
really?
Show business loyalty right there.
Well,
that, like, what, that came out that Don Pardo was like so enfeebled for what, a couple years that he could like barely do.
But an inimitable
like
voice.
Doing like, it from like his home in Arizona or some shit.
Yeah,
was
but I guess like if there's a last, second change that had to occur because he's
Daryl Hammond would do it.
Yeah. Even though he's in the West Coast time zone, he's probably going to bed by 4 p.m. So he still wasn't up late enough to do it.
Oh,
so yeah, Daryl
that's
Hammond
right. I never thought of
in.
That.
Yeah. Oh
yeah,
even with the 3-hour buffer. Yeah. I'm going to bed. I can't really do it.
That was actually fairly good.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, so Jan Hooks died. I want to say
made a liquid bowel movement.
Little Jerry Seinfeld.
Last week we could poop. To be or not to be. I wipe, then I wipe some more. But hey.
Yeah. So Jan Hooks died.
The little boy. And 5 years old. Where do babies come from? His mama says they come from a stork. The little baby goes, who fucks the stork? But I mean, hey.
I never heard that.
Yeah. It's one of his older dirty jokes before he got big with his show.
Back when he worked blue. So.
So it was like, you ever hear Godfrey doing the fucking Shakespeare's him?
Yeah, I think so.
Just the way he goes right into it, he like nails it. He's like, to be or not to be? Who are these people and why are they being or not being?
I haven't heard that. I need to hear that. God damn it. We're talking about Gilbert Gottfried, and he does an impression of Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh.
It's like probably the best one, better than Frank Caliendo.
Well, because Caliendo tries to be so authentic, where Gilbert's just like...
just exaggerated.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, it's obvious. Yeah, that's very that's clever to do it that way.
I mean, Gilbert Gottfried's Dice impression. Take that over Anthony's any day.
But I forget who it was Jay Moore or someone like they're talking about, or maybe even Daryl Hammond, speaking of which. They're talking about, like, what it takes to do a good impression. It's like, one, it's like, you want to be accurate. And like you said, you can't even exaggerate things to be funny. But two, it's like, you also have to say and do funny shit as it. Like, just being, like, kind of an uncanny impressionist, like, at least for, like, a comedic medium isn't really enough.
Yeah. You know, oh, so, absolutely. Yeah. Then you're just a mimic.
Yeah. So it's like, the fact that Gilbert's, like, dirtier than Caliendo, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like, gives him the edge as well.
That's what always pissed me off about every time someone sucks the dick of the latest, a comedian who comes out and is like, oh, we have Jamie Foxx, and he's playing Ray. And it's like, who the fuck really thought that was a good performance? The man, well, going for shock value here, the man perfectly aped Ray, but there was no actual acting involved.
Ooh, my.
Yeah.
Some people.
Same with, what's his tits? Jim Carrey as Andy Kaufman. It's like, great. I just watched a 2-hour jokeless impression of Andy Kaufman, and it's called Man in the Moon, and it's supposedly a good performance. But it's not. There's no fucking nuanced acting behind it.
Never seen either.
I've never seen Man on the Moon either.
I don't know Andy Kaufman really or like what I've seen.
Ow!
What happened? The cat?
Fuck, the cat just bit the shit out of my foot.
What?
Fuck off, Roxy, you suck.
Roxy wants your attention. Oh. She really loves attention.
Yeah, those things are like really addicted to people.
They had their mommy only probably 4 or 5 weeks, right? And we picked them up at 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Then why don't they behave?
Because they're just like my two children.
Yeah, I mean, they behave like a cat would if you see your mommy loving you crawl all over them and start licking her asshole.
But you know, and they were abandoned, so who knows how long they were without a mother? Perhaps 3 weeks.
That's not my problem.
But maybe they were 3 weeks old when mommy took off.
They weren't dead. They're probably without her a day.
Fair point.
I still maintain the vet just like, oh, the mom walked away. They've been abandoned and stole the kittens.
The mom walked away. Yeah, shot with a trank.
She was the assistant. The vet's assistant.
Right back,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Where are my babies? Yeah, exactly. My baby. What is it? The dingo? Dingo. Duck, my baby.
Wait, do cats even
wait,
like...
Let me hear your Australian accent.
I don't remember it. The dingo took my baby. That's not very good.
I heard worse.
You gotta go up at the end.
So Jan Hooks, SNL...
I think we're wasting too much time on her.
Well, we haven't really talked about it. I was just gonna say, I think death... In death, we all try to celebrate someone, and it just sucks when you have to reach. What was the, I don't want to say, Gloria Hutzel? No, who the fuck was,
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
She's dead?
No, but I'm saying if she does die, what, we're going to have to celebrate
her? Sherry O'Terry.
Yeah, aww. Sherry O'Terry. Yeah. Sherry O'Terry I would put above Jan Hooks.
Well, just because she's more recent and you know about
it. And I liked her little cheerleader thing. She was
so
good at that.
She had a couple characters.
She showed
Hooks really was
a turd cutter.
She had, and she also had a couple jobs after that. Wasn't she featured on, she did. She was featured on some, serial.
Her and Molly Shannon fucking.
Remember.
Went on to do shit.
Oh, Anna Gasteyer.
Didn't, Molly Shannon had a couple movies. You're wrong.
It bombed. That's fucking.
Well, I'm just
superstar.
Saying she had a couple movies.
I hated that skit.
Oh,
what, you didn't like her smelling her pits? Artist. You didn't like how it was going to build the same thing every time?
That's what I hated.
That
like,
was ever done. Yeah.
It was routine as masturbating. It's just like, put on porn, beat it, come, done. That's what that brilliant comedy was.
All those women were just like so mediocre. Was it? No, Rachel Dratch was later. Or was that the same time?
That was the same time.
She was hard to stomach.
Ugly, she ugly is, women.
She looks like a burn victim.
Oh, stop.
She looks like they took skin from her to make Frank Beamer's face pouch. I don't know what the hell is wrong with that woman. She is creepy as shit.
She has, like, just weird eyes.
She looks like Dobby from Harry Potter.
Never seen it.
Well, look up Dobby. I'll look up Dobby right now.
She looks like Dobby from a Peep Show.
Actually, you're right.
Got your dick in the Dobbs.
There, there's Dobby.
Yeah, I suppose. Poor thing. Yeah.
It just looks like a sad, abandoned, like, hound dog or something.
Oh.
She was very unattractive. I think we can agree on that. I thought Jan Hooks was okay in the day, but I'm just a little pissed that everyone has to dig and be like, oh, she was so great. I guess she was in the grand scheme of, like, she made it out of Groundlings and made it to SNL for this brief moment. But there's like a million funny people that come out of Groundlings per month that go nowhere in the business. Fuck. People die and they get noticed. Can we fake my death?
Stop
this show can get a fucking shred of recognition. And then I'll just come back and be like, it was all a joke. I'm here. New episodes.
Yeah, you could get famous for that.
Let's do it.
Asshole who fakes his own death.
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
You're breaking on and off. Why is that?
Your headphones are shit now.
It might
have
been
all.
Me. I was playing with the mic cord. Whatever that was.
Oh, yeah.
No, some guy was actually on Ron and Fez recently saying, like, Andy Kaufman's been faking his death for 30 years.
I saw something in the paper about that. Why would somebody say that? It's like the Elvis thing. You know, it's insane.
No, this, I mean, maybe it's, this is like a really good friend of his or something, yeah.
Why would he? What would be the reason?
Because he's an asshole.
Yeah, he thought it'd be a great piece of performance art.
But 30 years? Isn't he waiting too long?
Yeah, no one would give a fuck.
I don't hear you on my...
It's
you might
fine.
Be deaf.
Your headphones are shitting out, I think.
Oh, okay.
I could be... Wait. Oh, God.
Hold so on. I'm not wrong.
Put these in.
I don't know. I don't fucking know
Check.
What's going on.
It sounds okay.
They're back in.
Now they're back. Yeah, I don't know, but you were fading.
Was I really?
Yes, now you're back.
All
He's
right.
Back!
You're an insane person.
Yeah, Bob Zamuda. Right?
Is Yeah.
He was recently interviewed. Because all fucking Bob Zamuda got his dick sucked in the 70s by saying, no, the mic is shitting in and out. God damn it, you piece of crap.
Hey, I bought those for you.
What? Why is it doing that?
I think the XLR cable was
loose.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on, honestly.
Yeah, you shouldn't, like, the lock should snap and it should be in there tightly.
Yeah. This XLR might need to get returned. I don't know what the fuck's up with it. So, Bob Zamuda.
Did I buy this for you? Sorry.
Yes. Yes, you did. Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's spoiled person grateful. You didn't buy me something good enough. So, Bob Zamuda is this guy who was Andy Kaufman's best friend. He's probably a talentless bag of shit. Back in the day, he got fucked by saying he knew Andy Kaufman. 40 years later, he's probably still trying to get some play saying he knew Andy Kaufman.
Of course, why not?
Yeah, but no one gives a fuck. People barely give a fuck about Andy Kaufman back then. I'm sorry, Andy Kaufman is just not fucking funny.
He's not fucking Bill Hicks stunk. Stunk. Belushi stunk. I mean, I like him in Animal House, but really to say the guy's brilliant. I mean, come on.
I'm with you. I feel at the very least comedy is like kind of surpassed the whole thing they've done.
It evolves.
Yeah, it's like celebrating the caveman, and now we're driving around.
It's like saying the fucking Marx Brothers are funny. It's like you.
Oh, I
in this
still
day
laugh
and age,
at them.
Yeah, but
no, they make me laugh.
You were born before World War II.
I'm glad I have my old tastes.
Well, I guess born during World War II. Never mind.
Yeah, thank you.
So yeah, I mean, what they were popular when you were like 10.
But I didn't really get to know them until I was in my teens. I didn't watch them maybe till 10.
You never
10
saw and... Groucho on the Tonight Show going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I used to watch No, You Bet Your Life. With
I used to be.
He had a TV show. William.
Groucho Marx.
William, he had a TV show. That's where I used to see him before the movies. It was called You Bet Your Life. It was really funny. And he'd always, you know, you had to guess the word, the duck would come
by. It's
called
Nickels and Penny.
It was funny.
Rigor mortis. The world. Sorry, I can't stop fucking with my mic.
Well, here, let me borrow your headphones. Oh, this is terrible radio, but let me borrow your headphones and see if he actually cuts in and out.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Take the cans from Mariah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm watching the recording. It looks like I might be.
You're fine.
Am I?
Yeah, she's deaf.
So you found a new way to ruin the show.
All right. I'm going to have the headphones and okay. You just talk into the mic.
Okay.
Let's
talk loudly.
Handle. All right.
I will let somebody know if you can't be heard.
All right. Well, I have one more topic for the show.
Yeah, you can't be heard.
Really?
Something's. I think you're only getting picked up like peripherally by my mic. All right, try talking now.
Are you fucking kidding?
Now
me?
It's the connection. Like, no, it's got to be like the. Because I'm looking at your mic. This shit's loose. Yeah.
Why don't you take my mic, honey? You're more major. You're major.
I'll just hold the mic desperately. I'll squeeze it together.
It is absolutely cutting in and out. It's a connection, yeah.
Fuck this. I'm ending the show then. I don't need this shit.
I mean, you can say swap
with
her.
Use this one. Really? Yeah. Use the better one.
The hell happened to your finger?
Mine?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this one seems tight.
Yeah. Lower the level a little bit, but.
All right. Oh, because I had to boost it for her.
Can you hear me, Will, or not at all?
Yeah, you can.
I'll bring you up.
Okay.
All right.
We're all good.
What a compelling abortion this was for the last half hour.
Oh.
Last topic I want to get to is I think all women are fucking garbage with money.
True.
And you're here as our expert.
Yes.
So, Will, you can tell me if you're going through anything similar to this with your broad. But, 2 months ago, Mom, if that, I went on vacation with my girlfriend?
Right.
Okay.
That was
so,
August.
Yeah. August. Yeah, late August.
Mm-hmm.
So her birthday is rolling around the start of November, middle of November.
Middle of November.
The past 4 weeks. So we're talking, what, middle of September? Maybe 3 weeks after we get back. The corpse isn't cold yet on our previous outing, which was visits to Denver and Vegas. And I'm getting these little emails for these little fucking discounted trips via Rulala. And all this other shit for resorts we should visit for the birthday. And how cheap the flights would be if we booked now. She wants to go.
Resorts
to,
where?
What was it? Punta Cana?
Punta Cana.
Punta.
No, that's,
no, it's not.
No.
Those are two
synonyms. My nickname for you.
Punta Cana.
Punta Cana. Punta Cana in Mexico.
Is that Gulf Coast? I'm assuming.
Oh, don't go to Mexico. No. My God.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly.
This thing's no mic bueno.
Is just horrible.
Oh, horrible. Horrible. No. No Mexico.
All right. So, I'm getting
you know
that.
The resorts are fine.
Yeah, they patrol those.
Because they're moneymakers. They're not going to let anything happen to their precious
but still.
Blancas.
So.
Blancas Ricas.
Maybe she wants to go to Denver again as a return.
Nah, going to the same place twice is boring.
Then we start looking at spas. Well, by we, I mean I'm made to look at spas.
A weekend in Annapolis is enough.
You're a cheap piece of garbage.
I know.
I'm sorry. And she's willing to foot.
Why
like
doesn't he take her to Waldorf?
She's willing to even foot like a goodly chunk of it.
No, it's
and
not
I'm just of the school of thought, like, what the fuck?
Why is it
so
fancy,
left?
Right? It's not a 25th, 30th, or 50th birthday.
How old is she turning?
22, because I'm a pervert.
It's a middling thing. I don't know. I think that's a lot to ask. And I
well, how long is she wanting to go for?
Like 2-3 days or some bullshit like
Who
that.
Who the fuck flies to Mexico for 3 days?
Again,
you at least gotta go to
you.
A week.
I feel for the last two weeks, like she's really been putting the screws to me and we finally settled on something.
Well, when's her birthday?
November
13. I thought you 13, you told me or something.
Why are you, hold on, I remember.
Check Facebook real quick.
Here my phone. Hold on. Shit, what's her name? 13th, yeah.
Do the Timmy O'Brien.
I had it right.
My special
yep.
lady.
You had it right.
Yeah, so,
and then Thanksgiving's the 28th?
27th, I think.
Alright, so her birthday is almost 2 weeks shy exactly of Thanksgiving.
And?
I don't know. Like, can you make one trip for, like, Thanksgiving somewhere?
Why? We'd have to see family. That would be horrible.
No, you can go somewhere else.
Oh, I mean, I'm just losing my shit, man, because call me cheap, and you can.
You are. You're one of those people that's, like, the cheapest disease.
You take after my grandfather, and he was the richest Greek in York. It's a good thing.
I was the,
the only Greek in York.
The handsomest boy in Albany.
Yeah.
So.
It was him and fucking
every time,
Ed Kowalczyk's
I think the last two or three times we've hung out, it's just her showing me things.
Oh my.
Me sitting there stone-faced, and then she starts crying because I'm not excited about it.
Oh no.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Crying?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Then I have to cheer her up.
That's the worst. We just can't kick a woman out.
Oh my, I'm so sorry. She's really putting an emotional treatment.
Well, we finally
on
settled on something. I
what?
Managed to maneuver it into one of the more affordable trip ideas. Her little girl power hero.
Well, hold on.
I don't think that picked up on Mike.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It
will pick up
that
on my nose, though.
All right, but, well, first of all, like, what was the final price tag of, like, what was proposed? Oh, that does not smell good.
I want to say, conservatively, most of these trips, we were looking at 500 per head.
That's not horrible.
Easily. I'm not saying it's horrible,
right,
but
I mean,
fucking 500 there, 500 here. It adds
it
up.
So quickly.
Fuck's
that's
sake.
Her birthday's following so quickly.
And then, cause
the
I was like, well,
trip,
when are we doing this again? Like, obviously this is a fucking, you plotting the next time.
I have
I'm
a question.
Hit with
did
this.
Her family do trips often?
I don't
is that
think
what?
So.
Well, then you say your dad's like loaded.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Fucking tell Pops to pick up the tab. I don't know. Have her pilfer the money somehow.
Oh. No, I feel like you're getting a little bit of an emotional blackmail there. And I, you know, but I'm the mom of the guy here.
Yeah, and you're a wastrel. So if you're saying that.
Yeah. I know. I think I initially said that when you said you were thinking of going to Denver. Again? You just.
Yeah.
You
know?
Well, that would be dumb. Just
and
to
well,
hit up
you're
the same
right.
Place
500
twice.
In the abstract is not a lot, but no. I save money so that 500
right.
isn't a lot. 500 yeah. is fucking nothing to me. But you know what? If 500 is going out the window here, going out there every fucking month, it's
right.
500
or every,
or 1,000 bucks.
Every 2 months or every 2 months.
Well, no, because
yeah.
by the time this happens, it's going to be 3 months. So you're saying, like, how much was your last trip?
I mean, like, my flights alone were 400. Something like that. And then for the hotel in Denver, I was out 450. And then for food, I was easily out a couple hundred.
Yeah.
And gambling, maybe 100.
So a grand for a nice round number?
Yes.
Okay. So grand plus 50. So you're saying 3 a year. That's not horrible.
It's not horrible, but I don't give a fuck to travel.
Yeah, there's that.
You gotta pick, I mean, I love to travel. I usually, a pain in the
I do in a smaller capacity, like driving up and down the East Coast. I can get behind this.
Right.
Yeah, but what can you go to? Fucking Baltimore's not traveling, so it's Philly or New York.
Yeah. Richmond.
That's barely traveling.
Charleston, South Carolina is beautiful.
I don't know. I mean, look, we got locked into something. I think.
Oh, you're locked
today. Yeah, into a trip to Brooklyn, I believe, to see Lena Dunham speak. And I want to say the tickets for a pair of those was like $270 or something.
Brooklyn,
shit.
New York?
No, fucking Brooklyn, Georgia.
Wait, who's Lena Dunham?
The chick from Girls that pulls out her tits and
oh!
takes fat ass all the time.
Ew, you gave that fucking ugly cunt your money?
Indirectly, I did, yeah.
I have to pose that just on general principle.
Well, I didn't pay yet, but I will be paying.
That
I'll have to pay the
bitch,
other half.
Like... She sickens me.
Why would I fly to New York? It's 4 hours by bus.
You're taking a bus up.
I wish. Apparently,
you're
she gets,
Just hold that in
what?
There.
Okay.
She gets car sick, so I believe we're driving and paying all the tolls and then paying for parking at the hotel.
Wait. She gets car sick, so you're driving?
Yeah.
She gets car sick if she can't, like, see out the front window, I guess. I don't know, man. I don't fucking know.
Delicate. She has a delicate stomach, I know.
This is true.
Better be filled with your seed.
Stop
for all this
it.
Nonsense.
Yeah, there's issue too.
Oh, Jesus.
What
did he say?
Nothing. I said Christ is our Lord and Savior.
I have an idea how you can solve both problems.
What did you say?
Nothing. Nothing at all, Mother.
Something about an issue.
Yeah, and not discharging it. Uh-huh. Okay, well, I guess that's the show.
Wait, we didn't solve your problem.
Oh, that's my life. It's just one huge unsolvable problem with a fucking nugget of more problems.
Well, that's why you don't get married. I don't know. Does she listen to this? Or?
I think so. I'll hide this one.
All right.
I'll say it's about sports or some shit. That she won't click on it.
Well, what if
I suppose she just
say it.
Who
gives a shit?
I wouldn't put up with it, but.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's too late now. You're seeing Lena Dunham, huh?
Yeah.
And where are you staying so that you have a place to
live? Well, I just meant everything.
In Brooklyn.
I don't know. A hotel. Of some sort. I don't know what yet. Can't wait to find out, though.
I don't tolerate any nonsense. I don't know.
Yeah, you are a guff-free zone. That's what you live in.
But you seem to fawn over her in a nice way. Not
yeah, but she
over.
Fucking gets out of line. I'll put my foot up her cunt on her way out the door.
He's talking about his girlfriend, by the way. Ladies, you should be so lucky. Yeah, there's nothing to solve.
No, I feel she and I get along. That's the only reason.
The last few weeks, I felt like I've been going fucking insane. Like someone who had been pretty low pressure on me in general. Yeah. And that's really what I like. She's like a fucking Asian woman, but white.
Right.
Not like
she seems like the Asian stereotype.
Not what actual
Asian spirit.
Yeah. Not what actual
spirit.
Asian women are to date. Actual Asian women to date are
horrible.
Fucking horrible.
I've been with two. They're both bad.
Yeah, they're all just dragon women.
One's probably listening to this.
A lot of them. Oh, they're not good.
Yeah.
Steer the fuck clear.
I mean, granted, I was an absolute piece of garbage, but
if you have yellow fever, cure that shit pronto.
No, it's the same with matcha. It's because the opposite of you. Just like. Laid back, easy going.
Yeah, that's all I can.
Don't raise their voice ever.
Oh, yeah. So to hear tears and emotion.
Yeah,
and
that's the
wanting
worst.
Things. Fuck.
Cause that's like, I figured that out a while ago. It's like, you have to choose between one or the other. Either you get some fucking cunt who's gonna yell and maybe even get physically violent with you.
Well, you don't want that.
Or cry. You, that's your choice.
But you don't want anybody to get physically violent with you. Never.
Yeah,
in any
like
relationship.
A fucking psycho Tina.
That
lovely
movie
nigga.
I saw recently about time I told you what the father told the son. You want to marry somebody kind. It's the most important thing. I mean, you know, you want to have some chemistry, but you want somebody who is kind.
I mean, just want someone that the fucking
really, you don't want somebody nuts who's going
to
hurt you in any way.
The most important
my
thing
first
is
one,
fucking...
he wasn't kind. Your father was a kind man. Yes, he was, and I don't want to hear it.
Why? He didn't even keep his hand open when he beat us. What are you talking about?
All right, he was a kind man. This is a very sensitive, aware man. He really was. I don't know if he had
he was aware of where to hit without leaving bruises.
Okay, you know, you're saying this, and people will think that you didn't love your
he's
father.
He's been dead for 12, 13 years. What are you... You're going back to your, like, don't say this or child services will
generally people
take him away
punch
shit.
In a wall or described
yeah,
exactly.
I cannot help that happen. I'm just saying...
Fucking Gandhi didn't get a red face and aim
he
between
was.
The eye beams.
Listen, I'm...
And knock the wall out. Oh, you can step away. The show's over. Your threat's impotent now.
But, you know, your dad, and you know, was a good-hearted soul, and everybody knows. He's a good person. You don't find
good
people.
We're not
balanced.
Saying that.
Yeah, he didn't
Jesus.
Fucking rape us. Like, he was nice, but he had a hellish temper. You know, temper.
So he had a
us.
Temper.
That's not something you should just ignore. That's the opposite of what you just said.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that
if we dated some chick who's punching in walls, would you
yeah,
say
yeah, he tells
hey,
to get the
okay?
fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't happen until later in life with him.
I'm looking at the hole right now.
Yeah, we never did a great job filling that, did we?
No.
All right, bye. Bye, Rhea.
Come on, why are you leaving? Like, we're actually finally getting to some flow and...
Yeah,
because
that's
I really
true.
Don't like that you're not
we're
honoring
not,
your father, who was a wonderful man.
We're
on
trying
air.
To be funny,
but I don't think it's funny.
Ass.
Stop it! I do not like that. You did. There's some things you don't do. There are plenty of topics in the
nobody's
world.
Nobody's saying bad things. I was just accurately reporting what
yeah.
happened.
Oh, what he really used to get into it with Will. And now I have to like, I have this fucking pussy's like peacekeeper mentality my whole life.
No, I've always been that way too.
I didn't want to anger him to take five across the eye.
That's not why. You always had pretty much, although later, earlier on, you've been showing temper lately. But I used to say when you were little that you were taking after my father because you had such an even temper.
Oh yeah, it's great. Anytime I do something nice for you, I take after saintly John Callis.
Do you have a cyst on your eye?
I don't know. We'll get to that later.
What happened? What's going
on? I don't see it. Dude, I don't know. Why'd you mention it? I don't see anything. I didn't know. Maybe I fucking came in back.
Or something.
I'll look at it later.
Oh, God.
Where? Probably my fucking eye.
But I can't see which eye.
Then it's probably not that important.
I don't know what he's talking about. I'll look at it after. Can you not stare at me like I'm the goddamn returned dead at your doorstep?
Stop it. Oh, both of you always have that thing with me.
Yeah, well, we don't want to be treated like zoo animals. God, for fucking
bed. That's the most ridiculous statement I ever hear.
Yeah, I think I have a hemorrhoid. You want me to drop him in bed?
Oh, stop.
Yeah, anyway. So anytime I'm sweet, you're like, oh yeah, you're just like my father.
No, when
John.
You were like, but John, William would get very, stubborn with your father, and your father was used to getting his way, and that's where the clash came. I think they had equally stubborn personalities.
Yeah, where'd he fucking inherit it from?
Me. And you, father.
Yeah, I know we're the fucking stubborn man he's fighting with. Yeah, that was the joke.
Right. But that's what happened.
He's made out of this man's jizz and has his traits.
Yeah, I didn't ask to be born, so it's not my fault.
Nothing's your fault. Of course not. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that you would clash. But he was very strong personality.
All right, well,
that
that's what you get for dumping a load in someone.
I like how
an asshole kid.
Will really took beatings, though, as a kid.
Yeah, she likes to whitewash that, doesn't she?
No.
And I mean, I remember having to do a good amount of dancing to not take them myself.
Okay, I've had enough. That wasn't me.
I hope that picked up on my...
I think it did a bit. All
right, well, we're going to call it a show because I want to check out what the hell's wrong with my eyeball, apparently. Sorry.
It looks like a zit or some shit, probably from glasses.
No, lovely.
Trap sweat or something.
Okay, well, I apologize for the audio quality, but hopefully you enjoy the show anyhow. This is Papa's Family Roundtable. I'm John Papagiorgio, joined by Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
InPapasBasement.com is the show's website. You want to get a hold of me on Twitter or Instagram, it's at Papa's Basement. And Will, are you doing anything social media-wise?
No. I mean, if you want to write to me on Twitter, you always can. Billy Basil. BILLYBASIL.
And thank you, Mommy. She sounded very excited about her time on the show, as always. All right, till the next one. We're out of here.